United Nations officials say there must be investigations into accounts of sexual violence by the Palestinian militant group Hamas. Israel says it's shown proof and has criticized the international community for being slow to respond. And the U.S. has even raised the prospect that some Israeli women are still being held hostage by Hamas to silence them. Before we start, we want to warn you, this story includes extremely graphic descriptions of violence, including details of sexual assault. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Israeli police and emergency responders were at the United Nations earlier this week giving detailed accounts from people who described sexual violence during the Hamas attack on October 7th. Police Chief Superintendent Yael Reichert read out testimonies from those who survived an attack on a dance party.
Everything was an apocalypse of corpses. Girls without any clothes on, without tops, without underwear. There were girls with a broken pelvis due to repetitive rapes. Their legs were spread wide apart in a split.
She played video of some of the witnesses describing the scene. The audience at the UN also saw a video of captured Hamas fighters talking about rape. Israeli Ambassador Gilad Erdan, who organized the event, said the sexual violence was premeditated and planned, and he blasted the United Nations for being slow to respond.
Sadly, the very international bodies that are supposedly the defenders of all women showed that when it comes to Israelis, indifference is acceptable.
The UN branch for women's issues, called UN Women, has been one of the targets of his criticism. It said in a statement that UN procedures can appear to be slow-moving, but that it has been closely following what it calls the reports of brutal acts of gender-based violence against Israelis. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Türk, was also asked about this today.
It is clear atrocious forms of sexual violence need to be thoroughly investigated, and we need to make sure that justice is served, because that's what we owe the victims.
The U.S. has suggested that the allegations of sexual violence might be one reason why a hostage deal fell apart last week. Hamas had been releasing women and children in exchange for Palestinian prisoners and a pause in fighting, but they did not release all of the young women they're believed to be holding in Gaza. The State Department spokesman said that could be because those women would be able to speak about sexual violence. A Hamas spokesman called that a blatant lie and denied that its fighters committed sexual violence and rape. Writer and activist Sheryl Sandberg, who spoke at the UN Monday, said the world has to decide who to believe.
Do we believe the Hamas spokesperson who said that rape is forbidden, therefore it couldn't have possibly happened on October 7th? Or do we believe the women whose bodies tell us how they spent the last minutes of their lives?
Also at the UN, one Israeli volunteer rescue worker broke down as he described the bodies he found after the Hamas attack. Simcha Greineman of the rescue group Zaka says he found one woman naked from the waist down, leaning on her bed with a gunshot to the back of her head. Another body had nails in it.
She was abused in a way that we could not understand and cannot deal with.
An Israeli-American woman, Sherry Mendez, who's part of a unit that prepares bodies for burial, gave equally disturbing testimony about what she calls systematic genital mutilation during the October 7th attack. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres wrote a letter to the Security Council today raising alarms about Israel's offensive in Gaza, saying civilians there are facing grave danger. He also noted that the accounts of sexual violence during the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel are, in his words, appalling. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.